Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Loeffler joins us when we come back right after this.
America's farmers and ranchers are the hardest working people on earth. Sun up to sundown, you do whatever it takes to get the job done. So when it comes to your side-by-side vehicle, choose the one with the number one track record for reliability. The Yamaha Viking and all-new Viking 6. The world's first and only true 3- and 6-person side-by-sides. Assembled right here in America, Viking is number one in drivetrain durability, comfort, and off-road capability. With class-leading features the competition just doesn't have, like Ultramatic transmission with all-wheel downhill engine braking, and OnCommand with fully locked four-wheel drive. So whether you're hauling feed, mending fences, or hunting deer, nothing outworks a Yamaha Viking. For more, Google Ride a Viking. That's Ride a Viking. Most dependable claim based on 2013 Yamaha Source Side-by-Side Owner Study. Yamaha owners reported fewer CVT belt drivetrain problems than competitive owners.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Loeffler joins us now from Loeffler Commodities. Tom, let's talk about these livestock futures. Why don't you kind of tell us what's going on over there here this morning and what happened yesterday?
Well, Dave, it was not a very pretty picture yesterday. There was some two-sided trading in the cattle complex. We saw a downside with some new contract lows, and we closed with triple-digit losses across the board. There was some 124 cash trade reported in Kansas yesterday. We saw choice box beef drop $1.63 yesterday. Select boxes down $1.73. Total movement of 190 loads. Now, choice box beef has now dropped $56.28 from its record high back in May. Now, the cattle kill yesterday was 111,000 head. The cash feeder index was down 59 cents. The past 11 sessions, the cash feeder index has declined $14.59. Hog market yesterday saw some new highs for the current move, but we closed mostly on a lower note. At the close yesterday, December live cattle were $3.22 lower, November feeder cattle down $4.35, and December lean hogs 32 cents lower.
We'll check the grains when we come back right after this.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's take a quick look at these grain futures here as we get ready to get going here this morning. Wheat and soybeans had a pretty good day yesterday.
Yes, we saw our grain and our soybean complex trade mix yesterday before and after the USDA report, and the close was only negative for the corn futures. The wheat, corn, and soybean September 1 stocks were larger than a year ago, but not quite as large as what had been expected. The wheat final production numbers came in lower than the trade had anticipated, but not low enough to make market-changing factors in the long term. The grains have traded mixed overnight and in moderate volume. At the moment, December KC wheat 5 cents higher, 506 3/4. While December corn's unchanged, November soybeans 2 cents higher, December cotton is trading 13 points lower, November crude oil is 82 cents higher, December dollar index is unchanged, and December Dow Jones futures up 36 points.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866- Go to Tom.
Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this morning. We'll check in with you again tomorrow, and that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.